Welcome to the Pastor and Intern Podcast. My name is Eric. I am the pastor on the podcast. I'm here with Will, the intern. Will, how you doing?
I'm great. No Yankee Doodle Dandy.
No Yankee Doodle Dandy. No, I was singing Yankee Doodle Dandy because my daughter has a rhyme book. Yeah, so it doesn't play any music, unfortunately, but it has all the words.
So you just have to sing it.
So I sing it. And she just looks at me and she's like, I hate Yankee Doodle Dandy. And I'm like, I don't care.
I don't care. I like Yankee Doodle Dandy,
so I don't care. And some of the songs are like less known, so I have no idea how the beat goes or the song. So
you're just trying to sing it?
Yeah, it sounds terrible. So I'm like, okay, great, let's move on. Right. Hey, Jenna, how are you?
I'm good.
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 Considering everything going on in the world, I'm good.
You know what? The world's burning down for a different reason all the time.
Yeah.
But you know what?
It's true.
We're here to offer some clarity.
It's election year.
That's a good point.
It's expected.
I mean, that's a good all point. Automatically, you're going to know it's going to be an interesting year.
Yeah. So, Eric, when this podcast comes out, you will have had an addition to the family by now.
Yes.
So, now, I know because y'all are doing this thing where you won't tell anybody the gender or the name or anything. So
right.
We can't talk about that yet. But congratulations.
I appreciate that.
on your new whoever it is in your household.
whoever it is.
The it that will be in our household.
The extra flesh that's in the household.
Well, what's funny about that is Will came and helped me do something, work on my house, and he could have walked into the room where this new baby would be and he would know.
And found out.
But he didn't.
Nope, I did not. I'm telling you, I think it's a boy. And by this time, we will know if I'm right or not.
We'll know.
So
I agree. I also think it's
this is what I'm saying.
50-50 shot.
Maybe I'm speaking prophecy at this moment, but by this time this episode comes out, we will know.
So we'll be talking about.
So what we're going to...
What am I talking about?
I know. You asked me. So there's a lot going on in the world, right? Well, let's do this first. So don't forget about the giveaway going on.
Yes.
That is still ongoing.
Super important.
All the details and stuff can be found on our Facebook page.
Share, text, and
Instagram. Yep, all the good things. So don't forget about that happening. Also, we're continuing to walk through our summer series.
Mm-hmm.
So these are going to be shorter episodes, as you probably have already noticed by now. So shorter episodes, more dense? Is that the word? Dense?
Succinct.
What does dense mean?
I'm going to go with succinct.
Succinct, maybe.
Clear
that sounds
and
smart.
Short.
Yeah.
Succinct.
Heard that word.
Trying to talk about...
Short and clear.
Yeah. Trying to talk about a difficult topic, sort of, but in a smaller time period of time, which sounds like a dumb thing to do, but, you know.
I don't think so. I think people enjoy it.
Yeah, hopefully so. But today we are going to speak about the things going on in the world right now,
mm-hmm.
specifically with racial injustice going on in
yes.
the world.
Yes.
Now, Eric, you're going to lead the conversation, but I do have a couple of questions for you.
Okay,
so,
great.
Be ready for that. I'm not going to ask them yet, but
okay.
just so you know,
okay,
be ready for that.
Okay, so I just want to preface this by saying that we already recorded this episode, and I was not as clear as I had hoped to be, and so I have... And gladly now, looking at where we are now as a country, especially with all the things going on racially, and I'm glad that I messed it all up so that we can come back and have a more constructive, better conversation about it. So,
yeah, because when we recorded the first time,
it was literally about Ahmaud Arbery.
Yeah, and it was,
and now it's about George Floyd.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. It's been a month, and someone else has made a stupid choice. So anyway, okay, so now. I'm going to ask a couple of questions like I did last time. No one knows these questions because they've not seen the podcast, but I'm going to give it to y'all in the similar format. So the first question is racial injustice a thing? Is it actually real? And the answer is yes. And I think you can see that, and I'm not just talking about the racial tensions between white people and what seems as anybody else that exists, okay? But it's actually been going on since the beginning of time. Like, you can go back and look into the history of Israel if you want to look into a biblical point of view. Nobody liked them, okay? Nobody did. Now, Israel didn't do itself any favors because Israel eventually discriminated people based upon their race. Like, you can just go look at the story of Jesus and the Samaritan woman, and you can pretty much know about how Jewish people felt about Samaritan people, okay? So you can totally get... all of this tension. So tension in race has not been a new thing. I just want to make that clear. It's not made up. It's an actual thing. Number two, is racial injustice fixable? The answer is yes. But will it be fixed?
Probably not.
Unsure.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be a little more positive than probably not with okay. my unsure.
That's typically what I do.
So I heard a really good analogy the other day, and I've been applying it to literally everything, which is probably bad. But so I've heard this analogy of at the end of World War II, what happened is you know, the Axis powers had lost. You know, Hitler was dead, or so we think. And so all that was over, right? But there were still several infantries from the Nazi party that still were active, and they still terrorized people for a long time after the war was over. And so I think if we ever get to a place in our country and in our world where racism isn't as prevalent, it will be like that. It'll be where most of us are genuinely good with it, and we're great with it, but there's still just a few parties out there that are just the worst, and they're not going to change, and they're always going to hate people because they're not white or something. I don't know. That's probably the best it'll ever be if we ever even get to that point. I think that's important.
Why do you think that is?
I'm really not sure. I mean, I want to give you the churchy sin problem.
Right, we're all sinners,
like sin
yeah.
is the problem. Sure. Like we're the worst. We are the problem. Our hearts are the problem. Our souls are the problem. You know, and it's interesting when you look back on this past 2 or 3 years. You know, say what you want to say about Colin Kaepernick. Okay, so I think he is his own person. I don't dislike him. I don't agree with a lot of his choices that he's made along the way. But he has tried to peacefully protest so that people will see police brutality in a different way. And people didn't like that, and they shunned him for kneeling during the national anthem. Now, do I like that he's kneeling for the national anthem? No, I really don't. Do I wish he would have chosen to protest in some different way? Yeah, I do. But he peacefully protested, and we shamed him for it. Now, I don't know if that has a whole lot to do why he's not in the NFL, but that's a whole other issue. But I think looking back on it, the person that looks the best today is people like Colin Kaepernick who peacefully protested. So we've come such a long way because that's been years ago. I don't know that Colin Kaepernick has played in the NFL for 2 or 3 years.
No, he hasn't.
So what is the answer? So the hokey answer, the answer is the gospel, and I know that sounds crazy. And it sounds super Christianized because it is. But I think if you were to look at the church, and I can't remember the last time we talked about this fairly recently, but there's no other body of people in the world that has such a diverse group of people that all come together for one cause in the entire world. And I think the last time we talked about this, we kind of referenced, you know, having some sort of football team allegiance where you all, it doesn't matter what your skin color is, you're all wearing a red shirt with a dog on it in a stadium with thousands of other people, and that's how you unify together, but you don't really know those people. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Whereas the church, you actually do know those people, and you love those people, and you're around those people, and that's the only place where, it's the only place where something like that happens. I think that's, to me, and y'all feel free to disagree, but I think that's part of the supernatural power of God, where he destroys all ethnic differences and money differences and job differences, and you all come together to be one church.
Yeah.
And I think the big problem with it is that some people just associate more worth on other people based upon your skin color. And I think that it's a sanctity of human life issue. So, you know, we like to celebrate we encourage people not to abort babies every year. We say, hey, please have your child, take care of it or let it be adopted, given away, stuff like that. We don't support abortion. We're totally against that. But I think it's easy for us to do that with babies. But why for the past 50 years we've been silent about the value of the lives of black people in the Baptist church, I don't know. And so it's refreshing for the head of the Southern Baptist Convention, J.D. Greer, who's our boy on this podcast.
That's right.
He was the first I think he's the first Southern Baptist Convention president to say Black Lives Matter. And that should give us all pause and probably take our breath away. Because I know that a lot of people they counter Black Lives Matter with Blue Lives Matter, for the cops, or they say all lives matter. And I understand what you're trying to say. Like, you're trying to say that all lives do indeed matter, because I agree with that, but you're missing the point. Like, you're arguing for something that's not the same as what these people are arguing for. These people claim to think that they are viewed less than in their country, and they're treated as such because of that. And that's not an excuse for me to go, well, I'm white and I matter too. Like, that's ridiculous. Why would I say that? That logically doesn't even track. So I think I'm not saying that we should get rid of the police. Okay. So I just want to make that clear. I support the police, okay? That I feel comfortable sleeping in my bed in my neighborhood at night is partially because I know that there's a police force that protects our town, okay? So there's that. But I think there's also a lot of deep-rooted racial issues that even were around in the founding of something called the police. So I would just encourage people to, number one, make sure that we're as educated as we can be about this process, and not let our own assumptions or our own preferences get in the way of what the truth is. Because Genesis 1:26 says it perfectly. When God is creating the world and he's creating people, he says, "Then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness." And when he said that, he didn't make a white person. Let's just be real. And so I think we need to read that verse and really think to ourselves, human beings are made in God's image, the white ones, black ones, whatever else, whatever other skin color there is in the world. And so I think we really need to and I think, I can't remember who said this, and I'm sure a bunch of people have said it, it's less of a social issue and more of a theological issue. And I think that is right on, because it is a social issue, but I think depending on how you view God and you view the Bible, That right there is how you're going to define race with other people. So,
I agree.
So there you go. There's my
there's
my spiel, and I'm glad I got to do it over again. You said you had some questions.
Well, I do. You've addressed most of them, which I fairly expected to do. So good job of
sure.
that. Sure. I would add. So I would say, obviously, we would affirm Black Lives Matter, right?
Right.
I think we would also affirm that racism is a sin.
Yes.
I think it's interesting to know, or at least for us to remember, as Southern Baptist, a part of our history that's not that great, a fact that is that the Southern Baptist Convention was formed around the issue of slavery, right? The reason we separated from the Northern Baptist was over slavery, amongst other things, but that was one of the things
sure.
as well. Now, we've lamented and over all of those things. But I think that's interesting. But it makes it, for me, more important to have J.D. Greer just yesterday, and by the time you listen to this, it won't be yesterday, but just yesterday for us, say that Black Lives Matter, mm-hmm. right? It just shows you how much I think we've moved from one area to the next. So I would add that. One of my questions was dealing with All Lives Matter, because mm-hmm. I hear that all the time, or I've heard that a lot, or have seen it in Facebook posting the thing. And the thing is, I think the problem occurs because when we hear those things said, they're said by well-meaning people, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that anybody's saying it to
yeah.
to dismiss what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I also agree with, like you said, it's when people say Black Lives Matter, it's because they're experiencing something that we just don't normally experience,
mm-hmm.
right? I don't know that I've ever been scared getting pulled over by for a traffic stop, of getting pulled out of my car and being forced to the ground. And that's just not a fear I have.
Sure.
I think they're said by well-meaning people. I don't know that we need to forget that, but I also think that I just don't know that that's the answer right now, right? I just don't know that we need to be going around saying, So I'd add to that as well. Another question I had was, right now we're seeing a lot of, well, you're not anymore really, but in the past couple of weeks we've seen a lot of protests,
uh-huh.
but protests that have turned to rioting and looting. And so I was curious your thoughts on, because I would say protesting is a good thing, uh-huh. but when these things turn into rioting and looting, have they gone maybe too far? Do you think maybe they've gone just enough and this is proving their point? Or somebody's point? I mean, what do you think? What are your thoughts
on that? So I don't know that it's a black and white issue. No, Okay. Pun intended there. But I think so. When I see rioting, I do not agree with rioting. Okay, so if someone like burned down our church for racial equality, I would be very confused by that. I would be sure. Like, this makes no sense. Or burning down a store, or run into a Target and stealing a TV. Like, I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear about race from those from that type of person. But what I will say is, and I hate to say in defense of looting because I don't agree with it. I don't think you should ever steal someone else's property because I think that's just clear. I don't think you should ever burn down a building because I think that's fairly clear.
Use that term again. What'd you say? In defense looting.
I said I hate to say the words in defense of looting.
Oh, okay.
But when a certain group of people feels a certain way, and they feel as though they've not been heard and actually been shunned or pushed down, or as they would call brutalized by not only police but the government, you push people to these types of extremes. Does that make sense? Like, it you can look at throughout history. The people that are not heard or listened to and they continue to get beat down and neglected eventually do start burning things down and looting stores. Like, that's what they do. And so maybe, and I think that this is going to happen, maybe people will finally start listening to these people once it starts affecting, you know, your taxes or it starts affecting your wallet, things like that. So I don't agree with it. I don't agree with looting at all. But I think it comes from, overall, I know there's people out there just taking advantage of the system, right?
Like, right.
Oh, there's looting going on. I needed that new 65-inch TV.
Like, I'm telling you, that. I saw a dog run out with a big bone.
Yeah.
Favorite video I've seen so far.
Will saw a dog run into his door that had the door kicked in and take a bone and run out, which is hilarious.
The dog was doing
But I think, though, that shows you the how far it's come. Now, I don't agree with, like, the... I don't know if y'all have seen the pictures of like the graffiti and the curse words and the racial slurs and that type of thing on property. Like, come on. But people should be able to peacefully protest.
Yeah. I think regardless if you agree with it or not, the fact that we are talking about it shows that it's at least proved something.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, if it was nothing going on, then we wouldn't be mentioning it.
Yeah.
So I think, but I agree with you as well. I don't know that that's the answer. Mm-hmm. I do think peaceful protesting maybe is. So I don't know, but I was just curious your thoughts.
We'll see.
Who knows? I got one more question for you, okay? And this one may be a little bit easier. But you brought up Kaepernick, right? Mm-hmm. And obviously we know that he was, I don't know, was he actually kicked out of the NFL or did he just lose his job?
Long story short is the NFL will tell you that he's not good enough, so he doesn't play. He will tell you it's because of the kneeling for the national anthem. That's what he'll say.
Okay. So do you think through all this stuff going on that he'll actually get a job in the NFL? Do you think he'll come back?
Probably.
Or he'll be able to play? You think
I
so?
I would say somebody? Probably because our world is so... if I yell at you long enough, you're going to do what I tell you to do.
Yeah.
That it'll happen.
I just didn't know if all the stuff going on influenced it.
Well, I just don't think that it's as simple as, oh, well, all this stuff is happening, so Colin Kaepernick gets his job back, because I know for a fact that the NFL has reached out to him to try to get him to come back, and if I wanted to get back to the NFL, I would be doing everything that they asked me to do.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about kneeling for the flag, but if they asked me to come to a workout, I would go, but that's just... That's my opinion.
Right.
The last thing I'll say, is that the last thing you had to say?
Well, no, but... Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay, well, I was just going to say, where can we find hope through all this stuff? Okay. I know you said the gospel, but what are like some good things that have come out?
Well, let me take what you said and frame it a different way.
Go ahead.
So I am a 30-year-old white guy, and I have no idea what it feels like to be anybody else's skin color. I just want to put it that way.
Yeah.
I have a black uncle. I have two black cousins. And besides their color of their skin being different, they're no different than I am. I mean, they're good people. They're educated. They have jobs. I want to say one of them's married. I don't think the other one's married. So, I mean, they're just normal people doing normal people things. And so I would encourage any Christian white person that's watching this, because that's probably predominantly who's going to be watching it. All I ask you to do is just listen.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know that being silent is all that bad. I know people say if you're silent, you're complicit. Okay, in a certain extent, okay. But I think that all that black people or African Americans want you to see is that they want to see you listening to them. That's it. So I would just encourage people to, I'm not saying that you have to come out and make a Facebook post about it. You don't have to do that. But what you do have to do is listen to the people that you're around and listen to them and not talk down to them or belittle them or tell them that their problems aren't a big deal. But we need to be a people that say, you know what, I don't know what it's like to be in that position, so I'm going to listen to you and try to empathize with you about your pain. I think that's all we can do. It's up to the government and people that get paid a lot more money than me to decide what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And there's other issues that go along with it that we don't have time to get into, but there's just several things as far as injustice and corruption that need to be dealt with.
Right.
And I think anyone who's watching this would see that.
Yeah.
Especially through the government.
Right. So. I agree. I think there's been police reform somewhat going through Congress, which is important. And again, the fact that we're talking about it is showing that it's doing something and that it's at least coming to our attention. And again, I think on the Pastor and Intern podcast, we do, Black Lives Do Matter. Racism is a sin. And we do believe that. So do you have anything else to add over
there? No, I'm done. I'm 100% done.
All right, Jenna, you got anything to add over there? No.
I don't know if I should say
anything. Well, that's okay.
Okay, first of all, I am obviously anti-racism.
Sure.
Second of all, yes, all black lives do matter. I personally have a lot of opposing views to a lot of what people are saying about things going on right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm also one of those people, though, where I'm just like, you know, I would rather, you know, no matter what you say, somebody's going to hate you and is going to rip your words apart and take them out of context. So I would kind of rather just not.
Yeah.
No.
Well,
not say anything.
Well, I would agree with you there because even, I don't know if y'all saw it, but on the social media blackout, do you remember that? Where it was just a day where people were posting black photos with Black Lives Matter. And I understand the premise of that. Like you were saying earlier, people with good intentions. But there were some people that even had a problem with that. Like it's not like... Like, what's good enough for you, I think, is the problem.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Anyways. Well, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram to find out more about the podcast. You can also watch this video at noon today, on Wednesday, to watch us talk to each other. That's just what you would rather do instead of listening.
Yeah.
Now you can watch us talk. Don't forget about the giveaway. You can find those details again on the Facebook. Also, leave us a rating and review on your podcast listening app of choice. This helps us get out to more people. As always, we are for the Word, for the truth, and for the church. Thanks again for listening to the Pastor and Intern podcast.